News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Russian Medical Academy has proven, and I quote, that moral transgressions enhance gustatory pleasure. And one individual who makes such moral transgressions to enhance his gustatory pleasure is Adrian Charles, broadcaster and Guardian columnist. Adrian, you minx. Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I saw this study, which basically firms up what we all suspect, that when you nick somebody's chips, they nick somebody's fries, they taste better than your own fries, even if they're identical. And I gave this some thought and I realised, well, it's not so much that I'd go around nicking other people's chips, although I do sometimes. It's that I can't bear it when somebody steals from my own plate. And so, which obviously marks me out as a hypocrite, which I'm very happy to confess to.
A hypocrite and a moral transgressor. It's a delicate combination.
And a moral transgressor. Yeah, it is. But it's just, I don't want anyone to get the idea I'm not a generous man. I feed people. I love having people around for dinner. They're welcome to eat my store cupboard dry, empty my fridge. But once the food is on my plate, then nobody must touch it. I have made certain calculations when the food is on there, and the idea of somebody taking something off it or asking for something off it, I just find unbearable. I even refused my own daughter the other day half a boiled egg. I hang my head in shame for that. I mean, I should add, she's well into her 20s.
Well, nonetheless, but, she's still your offspring. The least you could do is cough up half a boiled egg.
I know, and my mom would give me the last scrap, the last crumb off her plate. So I felt deeply ashamed, and I've been apologising ever since, but my daughter won't take my calls. I'm going to have another go again at building bridges.
Do you accept the findings of the research? Because what they did, and it worries me to think that scientists are funded to do this, but it's Russia, so who knows? So yeah. They found that a chip is tastier if it is a stolen chip. Do you accept that premise?
Well, I think, yes, I think I do. A lot, it's like food's like a lot of things. A lot of things are, you know, are better if they're sort of a bit naughty, aren't they?
Such as,
you know,
Adrian.
I don't know. I think, like, parking your car and you leave your car somewhere and you realise that when you get back to it, you should have paid, but you didn't, and you've got away
feeling.
With it.
It's a fabulous
You've got to go,
feeling.
That warm feeling flows up through your very bones. Even the car itself feels it somehow and runs a bit better afterwards. But, you know, nothing's different about the transaction. If you just park somewhere where you never had to pay in the first place, you wouldn't get this joy.
Now, is it exclusively chips? Because chips are uniquely nickable.
Yes, they are. They are. Well, I think, that's a good question. I think there has become a culture.
There is a normalization of the theft of chips that doesn't apply to other foodstuffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with me, my issue is so much theft. It's, even people asking, I find just as annoying. I'd rather they just nicked it and got on with it. Then it's like, can I have your chip? Then that puts you in the, you know, they then get a bit of moral high ground, because when you say no, you're the bad guy. But if they just nick it, then the suspect morality is all on their part.
Is this, though, Adrian, because you exude a certain air of approachability? And if you hadn't made that original error, this wouldn't be happening.
They do. Yeah, I mind my own business, walk down the street, and people think, oh, there's that nice approachable bloke.
Exactly.
He's got a bag of chips.
Critical error.
He won't mind if I nick one. And then I flare up. I flare up like at the moment. Like at the moment, Bilbo Baggins has to relinquish the ring in Lord of the Rings, and his eyes suddenly flash with fire. Yeah, and I've frightened a few people off like that. But ultimately, I'm a nice guy, so I end up just giving them the whole bag and going off and getting myself a new one.
Well, this comes to the ordering process. Would you be an exponent of the theory that says that everybody must order their own chips, rather than this assumption that we will be able to steal some of yours?
Yeah, I don't. I think sharing at the table is absolutely rife with the potential for difficulties, like tapas restaurants all that sharing business.
Crazy,
you know. There's three of you at the table, but only two things arrive on the tapas plate. What do you do? You need to get a roller out and a scalpel. And
what if there's an uneven number of total net tapas? What do you do then, Adrian?
Exactly. I'd buy little sort of erectable barriers, three-sided barriers you can put round your own food at a height of about, let's say, 35 centimetres all round. So you can do your negotiations, then erect the barriers, then all get on with it and just peer over the top of barriers to converse with others.
When you start your Series A funding round, call me. I want to get in on the ground floor of this. Adrian Charles, thank you so much. That is Adrian Charles, broadcaster and Guardian columnist. We're out of here. See you back tomorrow at 7. Bye-bye.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.